so I'm gonna need that. Oh man, we're gonna get in big trouble with ASCAP or BMI on that shit. There's the E, and we're looking good from down here. Something new that's happening in Austin, listeners. People are just driving like bastards everywhere.
That's new.
I mean, it's just, well, it's, let's just say it's increased.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I make mistakes. I'm not a great driver sometimes, but I'm not a speedy driver. I've never gotten, actually, never, no brag. Never gotten a speeding ticket before.
Really?
No, never, never. I've never had a really fast car before.
That's fun to say. Well, you've got that Ferrari that you usually cruise around town with.
Yeah. My state job allows me to lease a Ferrari, actually. I can afford the $1,700 a month it costs to lease a Ferrari.
It's mostly for work.
It really is. It really is. I show up to help somebody clear their browser history or, get rid of some cookies and or allow some extra permissions in their Firefox. And I need a Ferrari to make a good impression because you only get one chance to make a first impression. And, man, I was sorry to see the Sahara sign got knocked over or something. What happened? Did the wind get it?
Yeah, Julia said it was the windstorm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and they're back to the crappy one.
That sign is really cool. I hope they're getting it fixed. I don't know.
So it seems like a very Sahara thing to do, to, like, forget to secure the bottom of their sign, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, if we're honest, we're kind of lucky that windstorm didn't blow away the entire Sahara.
It's as if the pharaohs have returned. That's a deep cut line from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So you're listening to the Last Cast podcast.
Yes, you are. I'm very thankful today to have such a capable and understanding co-host as Matthew Bay. Kind of in a bit of chaos at my house right now, getting everything back together. I got my floors redone, and I'm just putting together furniture.
Is it new furniture?
Yeah, a lot of it is. It's
like IKEA kind of stuff.
It's between IKEA and total crap.
Oh, no, really?
It's better than IKEA, but it's not bespoke.
It's iCrap.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, yeah, and I'm like I needed a new media stand for my receiver and turntable, and I got it together. It's perfect. Exactly what I needed. It's like just the right size. I was able to put it together and without screwing it up. Looks great. So I'm happy about that. And now I gotta, after this, I just needed a mental health break. That's why I'm fishing, doing this.
And yet, you're fishing with me. That's not necessarily the best mental health solution.
I think it's outreach. I hope, by being, kind of like how you said that, you were able to influence vegans into, turning into meat eaters, which will forever be one of the most impressive things I've ever heard. I hope my general good vibes, positive, can-do sort of thing,
You're a good example.
Good example will rub off on any sort of strain or stress that you're currently experiencing.
My bad attitude. Poisonous
negativity
and constant negging of you and the fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, yeah, well, I guess that's a nice one.
Yeah. Right. Well, this is the point of the podcast where we try to describe what the podcast is about.
That's right. It's, you know, what we've been thinking about, listening to, experiencing, reading, you know, whatever, whatever. Yeah. What have you dipped into this week that it's making you happy, that you're liking?
I don't know. We can't do it's making you happy. That's like that's the NPR pop culture podcast tagline.
Oh, I forget. I'm that's, sorry. That's I know how stick. Much you hate that. I didn't mean to.
No, you hate that guy. You don't want to be like all Glenn Weldon on everybody. You hate that guy.
I'm willing to give Glenn Weldon another chance. I feel bad for like you know, but. Hey, you know, the thing that bugged me... this is for you, Glenn! No, what bugged me a little bit about that guy was he seemed very just... He seemed affected, I don't know, you know? But, I mean, it's not like performance isn't an affected space anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm usually... I don't usually talk quite this much, and it, you know... Or maybe I do. Matthew's snickering in the background. He thinks it's really funny. It's
like, sometimes I come by and you're just like, well, listen, listener.
Well, listener... Yeah, there's... folks. Anyway, yeah, his just sort of whole demeanor was bugging me that day. Sure. I'm just like, oh god, you know, I'm this, you know, interesting guest or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I'd give him another chance, but I know that there's a special place in hell for people who call into the "What's Making Me Happy This Week" on the Pop Culture Happy Hour.
That's Sam Sanders. It's been a minute. A different NPR podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where, you know, I think, you know, it was just sort of, you know, people celebrating their entitlement, I think, was what really kind of was rubbing you the wrong way. Like,
people bragging.
Yeah, like, I got that. It's like, I didn't think I was going to get the, you know, the fellowship to the Sorbonne, and I got it.
Or worse, the ones with people spinning horrible things.
What do you mean?
You know, there's just about every week there's like one person who's like, it's like, my dad just finished chemo, and the good news is he's temporarily in remission. You know, and it's like, oh, that's not a happy thing. That's like the ass end of a horrible thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm happy for them, I guess, kind of. Maybe. I don't know, I don't think that's really the feeling.
Oh my god.
But anyway, yeah, we've returned to the UL, the undisclosed location.
Probably, I would think that, I mean, I don't know, but I'm betting that this is going to be our last trip for the season here.
Yeah, I thought we'd already had our last trip.
Yeah.
But then Lake Long hasn't really been turning it on like we were hoping it would.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's true. I think that's, man, I think that might have to be a hateful early morning thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you believe that nonsense coming from David.
I was so close to telling him about our podcast, but I was like, I don't want to weird him out, because he's a very, like, he's a little bit of an introvert. He's kind of a shy guy, you know. But I wondered if he'd be like, really? You know, if he'd, like, think it was funny or, like, interesting, you know. But, you know, I'll bet when I do get over it, and get him and talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably score a trip on his boat.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we should be totally should be kissing up to him more.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
Yeah. Just like a Lake Long, like a serious like might actually catch hybrids Lake Long trip. So you're just gonna be doing fly?
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean.
Oh, the cypress. Nice.
Oh yeah, already tied up. I've been. Taking a page from the Jamie book and getting everything set up ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. Ready, dude?
All right.
So there, I can't, when I scouted out a little earlier this week.
Yeah.
There were many, many burrs.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, I think I just about had to throw away my socks afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little burr plants, like when they first sprout in the spring, you're like, oh, what beautiful little flowers. It's like baby's breath. And it is not.
And they just turn into burrs?
They just turn into burrs, yeah.
Here we are after hiking about 8 miles to the undisclosed location.
I think we may have lost one of our Sherpas this time.
Oh, no.
That's
okay.
What was
the guy's name who climbed, who helped out? Tenzing Norgay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one thing I remember about that that Coen Brothers movie, Intolerable Cruelty. Not very good.
Uh-huh.
Starred George Clooney.
As Tenzing Norgay?
No, he mentioned Tenzing Norgay.
Oh, okay.
As like an example, a metaphor for an obscure fact that is, you know, sort of a linchpin and a necessary clincher of a case. Like, wait till I show you this Tenzing Norgay that I'm going to use.
Okay.
Yeah. That's basically what it's about. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, I'm going to hold it for you.
You going to hold it for me?
Yes, I am. You're in there. All right.
Let me grab.
Good to go. Here, let me find my way. Oh, hold on.
All
right. Oh, geez. I'm completely covered in those.
Oh, yeah.
You're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Sorry.
Yeah, they totally, like...
They just covered,
like, covered my leg hair, like it was like the leg hair of like an elk or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's like definitely.
Yeah, we've
definitely
got
like some scum.
Absolutely.
But it's not covering stuff up.
No, it's not. I mean, it's going to be. We're going to be, you know, working around it.
It's more fecund.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to drop the anchor here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Probably be some swinging.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the roles are reversed. I don't even have my fly rod set up. I'm going to be doing that while you catch everything.
That's right. Every single fish in this extensive lake that we're in.
Yes.
Yeah, we should probably start tagging the fish just so we know how many times we've caught them.
That'd be some serious, you know, biological and naturalist kind of behavior right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, something that really would show the depth of our commitment. You know, that we could share with, you know, ichthyologists at the...
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was thinking I'd do is I would take bacterial swabs of bass mouths.
Oh, wow.
To help, yeah, to Cyril Choquet,
yeah,
to help the victims of bass bites.
Hey. Yeah. If you want to go for it, I've got my ultralight rigged up.
Yeah, I don't need your pity ultralight, Jeremy. It's never as good as it is in the beginning of the year.
It's true. Yeah, we could be on a fool's errand today. Well, oh geez, my fly rod is broken.
Oh, really?
I just broke my fly rod.
Oh, my God.
Crap.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, man. But good thing you got the... I mean, you got...
Yeah, I wouldn't have had anything to... Yeah, my fly rod is straight up broken.
Is that the one that you got from...
the Cabela's rod.
Oh, it is the Cabela's one. The one with the lifetime warranty?
Yeah. Well, it's a... sort of retool. So, guess I'm going to be spin fishing this one. Crap. Oh, well. Yeah, had some property crime happen last night.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was hanging out with some friends. There's this new bar It's just a bar. I don't think it's going to be a venue. It's just a watering hole.
Uh-huh.
Met some friends off 12th Street last night. Called the 13th Floor. Named for the, 13th Floor Elevators, legendary Texas psychedelic band. And hanging out, had a nice time, hung out, saw some people hadn't seen in a long time and caught up. And I was there for about 4 or 5 hours. I come out, having had a good night, glad I went out and socialized, and I was going to come home, and somebody stole the back wheel off my bike.
Oh, my God.
The whole goddamn back wheel.
The whole wheel with the...
cassette and everything.
The cassette and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
There's no money in that.
Yeah, it's like, assholes. So, yeah, that was great. I mean, I got the money to replace it, but still, it's really annoying. I haven't had anybody steal, like, a bike thing from me in a really long time.
Yeah, I know. That's...
that's like some college shit, you know, like people stealing your detachable seat or something.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're drunk, let's take a seat.
Yeah.
Nobody is hurt.
I think the good punishment for that is your buddies hold you down. And I just whack you in the balls about 3 times with my seat that you stole.
Yeah.
How about that? We're even.
My dad always said, there's nothing in the world lower than a bike thief.
That's pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you're a Ferrari thief, hey, you got one?
Whoops.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Matthew's got first.
I was actually just like... bringing it in because I was like, there's all nothing right on here. I gotta change it out.
Nice. All right.
Good. So there to are see. Still fish in here.
There are. Good, good. We got a big sunfish or is it a bass?
It feels like a sunfish. No, it's a bass.
Hey, all right. Nice puppy bass. It's a very nice one. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
Oh, shit. He's got it down pretty far, but I can.
Yeah.
I can still take this off.
Yeah, that's a pretty feisty customer you're dealing with there.
No, I should have taken a picture. Whatever.
I'm smarter than I thought I was. I did remember to bring my lanyard and forceps. Definitely one of Matthew's cooler ideas.
That's right. I take sole responsibility and patent rights for the lanyard with a forceps on it.
Yeah, and well, you had the you got that for volunteering for mm-hmm. Parks and Wildlife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's got actually it says angler education right on it, so angler, you know, yeah. I am awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Angler, yeah, I didn't get it. Technically, I didn't get it for volunteering. I got it because I was volunteering when they shut the whole program down.
Oh,
and they're
no,
giving
really?
Away all the stuff. Yeah.
What? Just no money or interest or what happened?
Yeah, I think the ledge did it.
The Ledge Council did?
The state legislature. not the Legislative Council. I don't think that they're it
document,
was their fault.
Document production were like, yeah. You know what?
I was like, Chew, you're doing this just to hurt me? She's like, yes, I am.
This will make you guys work harder. Oh, sorry. There we go.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah, he smacked it real fast.
Whoa. Oh, look at that.
All right. Oh, feisty little
like
puppy.
A fight.
All right. Nice. That's a little like a 6 or 7 inch puppy. And that water's really warm. It's like a bathtub. All right. So we've each, no fishing losers today. We've each got a puppy bass under our belts. What are you putting on there?
I'm just going to put on a foam spider.
All right.
I was seeing like some attention being paid to the...
Right at the edge?
Well, there's like all of these dragonflies are just kind of like buzzing around
yeah.
in the water. Kind of seems like they're drawing attention to themselves.
Yeah.
Probably move on soon too.
Sure.
I discovered, to my delight this week, that there's an entire season of Bob's Burgers I haven't seen.
Oh, crap. I need to revisit that. That's one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. It was on, it's on Hulu, which I, for some reason, which I only have a subscription to because of The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's, like, pretty grim selection.
That's what always the impression I got, just like, hey, look, it's all of Friends, or all of, Will and Grace, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I think those are the two top selections.
Those are the marquee selections.
It's like you log in and they're like, would you like, most of our viewers prefer to watch Will and Grace. Would you like to watch Will and Grace?
No, thank you. Even though I like Megan Mullally and other things.
You can divide the things I like into two categories. Megan Mullally and other things.
I enjoy a lot of Mullally-based programming. Did you get a squirmy wormy on?
Yeah.
It's a can't miss. I mean...
That's right. I can see that you're a believer in the squirmy wormies now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got first-hand knowledge of seeing them work.
I've seen it with my own eyes, but I don't believe it.
I wonder what happened to the guy who got in trouble for cheating at the kayak tournament at Lake Long.
He was sentenced to torture. He's joined Paul Manafort in jail.
That's right. That's right.
Where all monsters should go. I'm just impressed that apparently that's under the jurisdiction of the game wardens. You know, it's like contest fraud.
Yeah. I mean, could it have been that much money, or was it more of just like, you know, just competition run riot, where it's just like, I have to win this?
No, everybody, I mean, there's, well,
it's
yeah,
a decent
I don't
amount
think
of money, right? Cause you, like,
I don't
you,
think there's money really in that. Like, maybe like a few bucks here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like cheating at those things are like a huge problem.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that, like, I mean, when you get right down to it.
Oh, dang.
Fishing kind of is cheating.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about like, oh, we're basically lying to these fish.
Oh, yeah. We totally are lying.
And it's like.
Like, look, this is a real minnow. Yeah. And you want to eat it.
And we're kind of rewarded for keeping our lying as much as possible within the frameworks of the state regulations for fishing.
It's true. It is pretty much a genteel deception that we're engaging in.
Except when we kill them.
It's true. So I got a hit.
Yeah?
Yeah, but...
Bet you think that makes you special, Jamie.
I do. Favored, in a way. Chosen, if you will. I'm liking these FBI agent sunglasses.
Did you pick those out of the out of my truck?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I found on the ground at Lake Long.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like walking through the grass and they're just like right there in the grass, and I was looking around, I was like, nobody seems to be claiming these. Therefore, by the laws of all that's good, they are now mine. Oh, no thing's biting on this.
Yeah. It's a little, maybe they're hanging down here at the,
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I just need to get, really let this thing sink. Let me try that.
Should we try and move on in a sec then?
Sure.
Let me get that. There we go. So what do you think about food after this?
Oh man, whatever you want to do, I'm buying.
What? You're buying and you're editing?
Yeah man, you bought Beto's last time.
Beto's is pretty cheap. I guess everything we get is pretty cheap.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's pretty good, man. That, yeah. What is it? Potato, chorizo, and cactus taco? Good stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Here's an idea. All right, two options.
All right.
They're both things we've done.
Okay.
One... New York garbage plate.
Oh. Okay, what's the other option?
Pollo Companero or Pollo Campero.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those are both two really good options.
The reason I was thinking New York Garbage Plate over at Chi-Chi's, Chi-Chi's food truck. I think the New York Garbage Plate, I think it's only like Rochester, New York. I don't think it's like New York City.
It's only what?
Like Rochester, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's New York City. It's my understanding. We can, next time we're talking to Chi-Chi, we can ask her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it's open today. And it's usually...
Yeah, that is true.
Like, if we're, usually we're out here like on a Sunday.
Right. No, that place is pretty magical. Get a hit?
No, I was thinking, it is really magical.
Yeah, either one of those food options sounds great.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What do you think I should use? If you had your fly rod right now, I'm not saying I'm going to take your advice.
No, sure. All right, so you've tried the Cyper. You've tried the...
Yeah, the Cyper had hooked up.
Yeah.
But it definitely wasn't lighting him up. No sunfish so far.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Usually you can't keep them off your hook.
Yeah. Could be that they're no longer on their brim beds.
Yeah. Ugh. So the Cyper hooked up but didn't really like make them go crazy. The what else did you throw?
I tried the foam spider.
Foam spider, nobody cared. It may
not even a hit on that.
Maybe a little early for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I
got the glow in the dark squirmy wormy now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Right here in the middle, too. I don't know what it is. It just feels like a sunfish. Oh, puppy, huh?
Oh, it was a puppy?
I think so.
It looked like a sunfish from my end.
It may have been a sunfish, yeah.
Alright.
So, alright.
Yeah,
so
maybe they're out here.
Minnow imitation, but yeah. Maybe they're out where we aren't expecting them to be.
Yeah, because it's like if they don't need to be shallow.
Yeah.
Could be that they're kind of like the bigger ones are just kind of roaming free and the smaller ones are hiding in the muck.
Yeah, and it may be a weird thing to do, but maybe putting a little split shot in front of that might be something to try.
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, crap! Big hit right out here in the middle.
You're young?
Yeah. All right. Oh, big sunfish, yeah.
There you go.
Look at that.
All right.
So that was just down there, about 6 feet off of the last visible little algae pads.
This wind's making a swing all over the place.
Oh, there we go. Huh, right out here in the middle. Probably another sunfish. Yeah, big sunfish.
Huh.
Pretty much straight down that way. Not near any cover that we know about at all. Weird.
All right.
I'm just fishing it slow, just letting it sink for about 10, 15 seconds, and then just sort of slowly bringing it back. That's all I did.
So you're saying you just basically didn't do much?
No.
Just nothing?
Absolutely no skill.
No just, skill.
Yeah.
Stupid, dumb luck.
like an elevator boy. Like, it's hard to imagine those guys had a union. Just like, what do? I guess you're supposed to, you were like the equivalent of a, directory. Like, fourth floor, women's lingerie, shoes, foundations, greeting cards.
I think they didn't have, like, good automation at the time.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Oh, it's just a, it's a snapping turtle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when it came up, I was like, oh my God, is that like, what kind of a fish is that?
Yeah.
Because it was just like all these like triangular angles coming up.
Hey, do you remember what time of the year that Culver's was running the walleye special?
During Lent.
Oh, so like around Easter?
Yeah, just before Easter.
Like February?
Mm-hmm.
I'll file that away for later. Culver's Burgers, if you wanna sponsor us, we'd be more than happy to chill for your fine products. It's my opinion that the Culver's Burger, which I've never had as a Southerner, I never saw anything like that. Pretty much the equal to any of these sort of small batch boutique type things. Whoa, crap!
Shit, sorry.
Something smack you over there?
I was like not expecting it. Yeah, it kind of felt like a sunfish though. I don't know why. Yeah. It was all crappy.
Still on the woolly bugger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like something grabbed it and went dum, dum, dum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like it felt like there was like a tiny little clown underneath this pond that was grabbing it and yanking it. Oh, this will be fun for you. Would you like to be under the pond, Matthew? Everybody floats down here, Matthew.
My question about clowns is, have they always been scary?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, I just wonder if there was a time when they were like, this fills me with the nostalgia and wonder. Or was it always like, you need to get away from me, clown?
They've always been terrifying for children and adults alike.
Yeah.
Just been a big lie.
Yeah. I had a kind of a mid-90s sort of silly song flashback this week. Don't know why, but I was listening to Space Ghost Musical Barbecue Volume 1. And features like little novelty songs that are like a minute long.
For like the Space Ghost TV show?
Yeah, like, Brack singing this tune, uh-huh. Don't Touch Me.
Okay.
That's like a minute and a half. That's real good. And then Zorak has a song, Don't Send In The Clowns.
Because they're terrifying.
Yeah, it's like, don't send in the clowns. They'll just bring me down. Pretty good. So, got a louder rattle trap on now to see if we can't.
There's a little megaphone attached to it.
Yeah, it's a noisy, noisy little thing. I'm going to bring it back real slow. See if that wakes anybody up down there. Of course, the naive hope is that...
That there's a hybrid striper down there?
That there's a hybrid striper or a... just the size of a largemouth who decides he doesn't like the way this lure's looking at him. I'd say it's probably about 6 feet deep in the middle of here.
Jump in, find out.
I've thought about it. That was always one of my, I probably mentioned that to you, just like, wow, wouldn't it be cool to just scuba dive and, see what's really down there, but, it's so murky, you probably have a pretty limited picture of what's actually down there.
I don't know. I think that if there's any pond in town that has been used to dispose of bodies...
This one?
I would think, yeah, because it's like, it's not in a great neighborhood.
Right.
It kind of is out of the way. Like, you wouldn't be like, well, I mean, the rowing team is surely going to, like, find it if I...
Right. I know. Is there a more depressing use of water than rowing teams?
I was about to say, is there a more depressing use of water than corpse disposal? Yes, rowing teams. All right.
And that jackass that yells stroke at the, it's a...
God. They don't need that guy. It's just tradition to have, because it's such an upper crust, sport, it's just tradition to have somebody of the ruling class involved telling everybody what to do.
Right.
Because they're pretty sure that that the plebes can't actually row themselves in the direction they want to. They,
right.
They need to have some white-collar dude
right.
just ragging on them constantly. Basically, the carnivorous insect that feasts off the blood of the people. I'm talking to you, coxswains.
Is that like a boatswain, or is that a...
boatswain, coxswain? I don't know. What are they?
It's a good word.
Yes, my father swained, and I swain. His father before him swained. We swained cocks, we swained boats, we swained anything that we could find. Back in the day, he couldn't be picky what you swained. Oh, jeez.
What's wrong?
I just managed to put the anchor through my fly line.
Oh, crap.
Right. It's over 20 feet deep here.
Wow.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's like 3 feet deep.
Staying with the woolly bugger?
No, I went to going to the popper.
All right. Oh, yeah. I just went to a rappel on top. Seeing, following your lead. You get actual human beings hawking on, Last Cast podcast. That's how you know that,
we're authentic. We're of the people.
We are of the people.
You know, Mark Maron, he doesn't hawk.
No.
He, like, sometimes he does, but it's like, he's just like, he's pretending.
Yeah, I haven't listened to WTF in a while.
I never listened to more than a couple of episodes of that myself.
Yeah, it can be a bit much.
It's like, who wants to just listen to like, two guys talking?
Yeah. Don't tune out, listener. We're going to have a contest here in about 10 minutes. We're going to give away something worth $1,000.
Oh, wow. As soon as it hit.
Oh, that's a nice bass. I'm betting Matthew's got the fish of the trip here, y'all.
I don't know. We've still got some time before it's too dark.
That's true. Ooh. Very nice. Aww. Oh, man, that's a real solid UL bass right there. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Little puppy. Hey, puppy,
that's
puppy,
bigger
puppy.
Than a puppy. Good one. That's what it's all. That was on top?
Yeah, on top. And he hit instantly. Instantly, as soon
Ready
as he hit the wire.
Yeah. Nice. I'll take an ultimate with, we get a hot dog, sausage, and cheese, and a burger on it, and I think that'll do it. Oh, no onions.
On three sides?
Yeah.
I'll just take an ultimate.
Just take an ultimate?
Mm-hmm.
That's time right
there. Oh, okay.
Do you follow on Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook. I left. It was making me really sad.
Really?
Yeah. Too much bad news. Yeah, just, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I just can't do this anymore. All right.
All right. Yeah, let me give you a few minutes, okay?
Yeah, let me throw this at you. All right. You got it. Oh, yeah. You got it. This is the, let's call this end of the season UL or Werewolves of Boredom. I don't know.
Yeah.
That
wasn't that bad.
That wasn't that bad. That's true. Yeah. We did both catch fish. You got that nice... Last fish was that large... No, wait a minute. You caught one other one, maybe. But that largemouth on top, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a nice hit. That was a classic instant strike
on
top water kind of deal.
Gratifying.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I caught some sunfish and a puppy bass. That was about it. But,
I mean, you were trying something different. You were trying the spinning reel, which we really haven't done very often there.
Not as much. That's true.
And I think that might be, like, maybe a little bit, just a wee bit disadvantaged for, like, a space that small.
Yeah, maybe.
And for, like, a fish that small.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think you were doing better when you were kind of narrowing down on those those sunfish that were in deep water.
Yeah.
Because I think you had a better access to those. But,
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as, like top water on, like a pond in the golden hour, yeah, you really want to fly a rod at the pond.
Yeah. That's the most fun way to go and just, yeah. You know, often the most effective. But, getting some really, like, very excited about this meal we're about to get.
Yeah, that's how can this not be a memorable fishing trip?
Yeah.
Getting one of the Chi-Chi's food truck New York garbage plates.
Yeah.
Which we've both had before.
It's true.
And this is our first time having it together.
Absolutely. It's gonna be great. So yeah, I don't know, like, you know, gotta come up with something else next time, you know, we'll see what happens. But
yeah, I mean, yeah. We're into the dog days of summer pretty hard right now. It's like more than halfway through June.
Yeah.
So we've got all of July to think about.
Yeah.
And the first part of August. And then maybe the last half of September we'll see a pickup in
right.
And the largemouth bass, which I think we've never really hooked up with that, with the fall largemouth.
Not really.
At least not as well as we always thought we deserved. we've definitely done okay in the spring.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's during the spawn. I don't know. I just any bozo can catch a bunch of largemouth bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking about, our trip, one of our early episodes where we went out to Reimer's Ranch, and that guy showed up in those chest waders who had all those bass. Remember
yeah.
that guy?
Yeah, yeah. He limited out. He was, just holding, just a stringer full of bloody bass.
Yeah, 10 of them or something. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, that's more than the limit. I don't think he had that many.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He just looked like he had a lot because... They were fairly big. And he said he was catching a bunch too at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we've had four kind of mediocre trips in a row.
Yeah.
And I think we just gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
Do something totally different.
It's true. So if you want to ask us a question, ask at last podcast.
you get the domain name wrong every time.
What is it? Go for it.
It's ask at lastcastpodcast.
Ask at lastcastpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You only need to get the domain name right. And if you're hearing this, you probably already know or to access the domain name.
Yeah.
Ask at lastcastpodcast.com.
Lastcastpodcast.com. Yeah. And, check out Matthew's other podcast, This Week in the Multiverse, children's stories, and then just fiction and funny weirdness. It's a good one.
Check out Jamie's band.
Yeah, we've got
Chaos Nights.
We're playing this Tuesday at the Carousel Lounge.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
I'll try to get this up so people can, sell out the carousel.
Yeah,
I can make a mortgage payment out of my door cut, which is the goal. And, in what imaginary, that would definitely be something that would happen on Earth 52. Mm-hmm. Where musicians regularly make mortgage payments for playing in front of their friends, and
at the Carousel Lounge.
At the Carousel, yeah.
It's the basis of the entire U.S. economy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so check that out. Coming to a Hill Country establishment in about a month. Dead Random is going to be playing again, but that's going to be. I think the next show is in. Blanco? We're out in...
Oh, yeah, Blanco. That's a good time, I think.
Yeah, we're playing out in Blanco. Yeah. And
Blanco.
Don't know where yet, but we're playing out there. That'll be in the heat of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, continuing from there.
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, all right. All right.
So tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends about us, and for the Last Guest podcast, we're never going home.
Never going home.
All right. Awesome. Nah, we're eating here.
In the future, all international conflict will be decided through Eurovision.